I'm getting back to these DVDs. It's the songs. It's the songs in these DVDs. They drive you nuts, man, because we listen to them 24/7. We have a DVD player in every room in the house, DVD player in our car. We can't take our kids on a 20-minute ride without putting a movie on them. That's insane to me. When I was a kid, my dad had the worst car ever made. We had that station wagon with the seat that faced out the back window. You didn't even know where the fuck you were going when you got in that car. You saw a lot of places you weren't gonna go, though. We ain't going to Chuck E. Cheese, shit. And it's misleading that I would tell you I own a car because I don't own a car. I have three kids. I have a minivan. Sweet-ass minivan. Yeah, the only cool thing about driving a minivan is you can speed everywhere you want to because the cops feel bad you're a dude driving a minivan. They're like, oh, let him go, man. He's got racing gloves on and everything. That's kind of sad. But it's the songs in these DVDs that drive you nuts because what happens is we listen to these things so much that these songs worm their way into your subconscious, and then what happens is you're in an adult situation and you start singing one of these damn songs for no reason at all. I was on a flight about a month ago, and I sit down, and the pilot gets on the microphone and goes, let's ready the cabin for takeoff. And I look at the guy next to me. I'm like, we're going on a trip in this fucking rocket ship, zooming through the sky. Woo! This guy didn't have kids. He was horrified. He's ringing the bell. This guy's nuts. Get him off the plane. I'm just yelling at him, we need more power.